Poetry has been ruined for us. Torn apart, disgraced, elevated, put up on a pedestal so high that none of us would touch it. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever poetry means to you, does it really matter anymore? Madam Toastmaster, Toastmasters, friends, and above all visitors, Mr. Fry, Mr. Stephen Fry, wrote a book. And the first line of his book went as follows. I have a dark and dreadful secret. I write poetry. This is an embarrassing confession for an adult to make. Thus begins, ladies and gentlemen, the best book I know on how to write poetry, written in the inimitable wit and humour of one of the greatest of his type alive today, Stephen Fry. The Ode Less Travelled. Now, when I was at school, it was completely different. Fry writes with a complete sense of irreverence about poetry. There's nothing special about it. It's not up there on top of it or anything like that. But it's that sense of irreverence that we didn't get at school. We were trained on poetry. We were trained to learn it by heart. We were trained to analyse it. We were trained to take it apart and to look for the hidden meaning. Oh yes, in my time, it was Milton, Dryden, Pope, Wordsworth. That was the fashion. They were the poets. And Yeats. Let's not forget Yeats. They were the fashion. Nowadays, it's much more modern. You get Heaney, Longley, Mahan, Navan, Boland, and probably some others who have come around recently, right? The poets the children are given these days to study, right? They're purely a matter of fashion. Now, let me assume nothing. Let me not assume. There may be some of you in this room who have had the experience of being introduced to poetry, to the way in which the words are arranged, to the way in which the words relate to each other, to the way in which poetry works. By a teacher who wrote poetry, who gave you her or his poems to look at, to read, to appreciate. There may be some among you like that. And you know, I'd love to do a straw poll. Can I ask all of you who were introduced to poetry at school by somebody who gave you their poetry to read, to please raise your hand? Oh my goodness, right. There is one poet in Ireland, one teacher in Ireland. Her name is Evelyn O'Connor. Someday I'll tell you more about her. But she's somebody who writes poetry and gives her poetry to her children so it can be done. What an exposure. Her remarkableness is the problem. Her remarkableness is the thing, is why I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you today because I believe that poetry can scare the living Jesus out of you. So we go for two more minutes on that. Right. So in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, Toastmasters, why have I brought up all of these issues about poetry? Why have I stirred up these memories? Why have I raised certain challenges? Why have I done it? Is it because, you know, I just want to impress you? Is it because I want to elevate poetry up again and say, up here, oh, it's great, go off and read the most complicated poetry. No, 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 not at all, ladies and gentlemen. When you go home tonight, when you're driving the car, this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to start to play with words in your head and compose a line of verse. One line, and then a second one, and that's more than enough, right? Not enough to fill a whole line on a page, enough to fill a few words. I want you to compose. I want you to put together some words that mean something to you, that are very precise, and it doesn't matter who they mean anything for. That's your poem. I want you to write a poem. Because you can do it once you forget the rules. Once you forget that this whole book is full of people who write poetry in all sorts of different ways, right? Once all you think about is a line like, if in smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in. I want you to pick two. Ladies and gentlemen, poetry may have been ruined for us, may have been wrecked, but it's never too late to become a poet. Thank you.